Welcome to this practice where we will use the acronym RAIN to work with difficult emotions. RAIN helps us to really be with emotions like fear or overwhelm, but in a way that we don't get overwhelmed by them or stuck in the emotion, so that you can return to a place of feeling centered and grounded and with compassion. So I will guide you through this meditation. And I invite you to begin by finding a quiet space and a comfortable place to sit. And just finding a posture that serves you. You can sit upright or lay back. Relax. Close your eyes. And take some full, deep breaths. Breathe in through the nose, fully filling up the lungs, and then a long, smooth exhale, allowing your attention to gather around these nourishing breaths. And then when you are ready, just dropping control of the breath. Allow your breath to fall back into its own natural rhythm. Your breath knows exactly how to breathe you. And begin to soften the body, tuning into the face and relaxing the muscles of the face. Softening through the corners of the eyes and hinging the jaw, relaxing the tongue in the mouth, relaxing down through the neck and allowing the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Allowing the arms to feel heavy and the hands to feel soft. Inviting them to rest effortlessly. Softening across the chest. And relaxing the belly. Perhaps allowing the waistline to widen a bit more with each exhale. And softening down through the legs. Noticing where your body feels connected to the surface beneath you. Feeling held here and supported. Softening into the ankles and into the feet. And from this place of relaxed presence, just seeing if you can notice where you're breathing, where do you feel your breath most vividly? And let's spend a moment or two riding the waves of your breath. Great. And now I invite you to begin the process of RAIN. begins by bringing to your mind's eye something about your current life that is bringing up fear or worry or agitation. Nothing that feels too traumatic, just something that gets you anxious or agitated. On a scale of 1 to 10, choosing something that is a 5 or 6. And as you picture this agitation, you may even visualize a scene in your mind, like a movie in your mind, noticing the details of this scene. What's happening? Are there people involved? Can you picture their faces? Perhaps pausing the movie in your mind at the peak part of agitation. And we begin with the R of rain, which is to recognize what is happening. What is most predominant here? Are you experiencing a strong emotion? Or perhaps a strong thought? So you might mentally whisper what you're experiencing. Mentally whispering fear, worry, anger, just whispering a label, recognizing what you are experiencing. And by doing this, you begin to witness what's happening just a bit. Now the A is to allow this experience, this emotion, this thought just to be there. This is a willingness to just for now pause and accept that this is what is happening just for now, agreeing to let it be there. This takes a lot of courage. But this emotion is here anyway, so you can allow it. And here it can be helpful to mentally whisper to it, yes, or let be. So allowing, letting the difficult emotion just to be there. It's there anyway. And moving to I is investigate with a gentle attention. What beliefs are you holding in this scene? And as you experience this emotion, and naming the beliefs, where does it turn up in your body? So really turning inward, where do you feel this emotion most distinctly? Check on your throat, your chest, the belly. Can be helpful to place a hand or two gently where you feel it. Your hand helps you keep your attention on it. Investigating, how is this showing up in this body part? What does it actually feel like? Is there a tightness? A twisting? Any pressure? Again, this takes courage. But just seeing if you can be open to feeling the intensity and breathing with it. Breathing into the place where you feel the emotion. And then asking this place, what do you most need right now? How do you want me to be with you? And just sensing, does it want acceptance or love or forgiveness, a sense of belonging? And then moving to the N of rain, the nurture. And so you sensed what that vulnerable place needs, and now you can respond. If you haven't already, place your hand right where you need it on the body, perhaps where you feel the difficult emotion, or even just gently on your heart, allowing the pressure to be gentle, to be tender. You can meet the discomfort with tenderness and asking yourself, what do I need to hear that would bring comfort? Maybe you are safe, where you are not alone, and you can continue to offering that caring touch and those gentle words. And if you like, you can experiment tapping into the love and care from someone who you trust. It might be helpful to think of someone who you care for, a trusted loved one, and what they might say to you in this moment. Imagining a friend or a teacher. Maybe even your future self. Imagining this person, perhaps who you are evolving into being and what they might say to you right now. Picturing them smiling at you. Hearing their nurturing words. And imagining that their pure love can flow through you and right into any discomfort. Just seeing if you can let that in. Can you let that care wash through you? And in these last few moments, allowing any vulnerable parts to be bathed in this care. And now for after the rain, just relaxing back and getting a sense of how you feel now. Have there been any shifts or any changes from the start when you conjured up an agitation? What quality of presence is here now? Is there a bit more spaciousness? Is there a bit more ease? Are you resting in something larger than the agitation, than the discomfort? You can close by taking a few full breaths, really deepening the inhale, feeling where your body connects to the surface beneath you. And then wiggling the fingers, wiggling the toes. And at the sound of the bells, you can begin to open the eyes. Thank you for your practice. Be well.